Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us today. And if you want to join us, you can jump right in here on the phone lines, 1-800-229-3000. Joining me in the midst of social distancing. And what better way to socially distance than be on radio? Dr. Sherry Keffer.
Hey, it's good to be with you both.
Author of Intimate Deception.
Yeah, and I'm kind of two elbows away from
elbow.
You.
Yeah.
Chris Williams, and by the way, if you want to see what these people look like, we're on Facebook Live right now, and we'd love to see you there. You can join us by phone at 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. Now, I was just doing a radio interview, and the interviewer asked me about something. The use of internet pornography sites are going through the roof. Wow. What a shock, huh? People have extra time on their hands, and then here they are. They're doing what is the most unhealthy thing possible that they could do. And I just want to encourage everybody, you don't have to do that. There are a lot of other things you can do. It's very, very easy to get trapped when you got so much time. But there's a new, you know, we've got the 20th anniversary of Every Man's Battle. And you can get that. You can order that right now. Why don't you? Or you could find out about the Every Man's Battle workshop. We're doing it in May in our decentralized format using Zoom and distancing and all that. It's going to be a live event, but we're going to do it in a different way. It'll cost less. You won't have to travel to do it. So maybe you've thought, you know what? I don't ever want to go to a hotel with a bunch of guys and do this Every Man's Battle thing. You can do it from your home or your hometown, and we'll tell you all about that. But now's the time to call, especially if you're married to somebody who's given you all these reasons why not. We took a bunch of those reasons away. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's just really important that we really understand it. One of the main triggers of any addiction is stress, and we know that the cortisol increases the internal drive and triggers, and so you get stressed with unstructured time and more unlimited access. And this is like the worst petri dish possible for an addiction to flourish.
Yeah, you know, and then all these underlying traumas that they've had where they've not felt they're in control.
Yes.
Right? When they felt helpless some other place in their life.
Yeah.
When it just sets them up for feeling that same feeling. So they go to porn to try to numb out, but they don't realize the impact of what that does to themselves and their homes and their family, their kids.
Yeah.
The research shows that at 4 weeks of using pornography, you become what people call now the pornified man. And of course, this isn't just limited to men anymore. My wife does a group at our church for women who struggle with sexual integrity. Some of them, it's pornography. So if you need some help with that, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We've got the book, Every Man's Battle. Of course, Every Woman's Battle, but Every Man's Battle. We've got all the new brain research and stuff in it. And then if you want to join us, it's 1-800-229-3000. And I just got word that I still believe, because of the whole shutdown, you can get that this Friday online. It's a great movie. What a great movie for your family to watch together. I still believe. by the people that made I Can Only Imagine. I think you'll like it. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come right back with more of the amazing, the astounding, socially distant Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, Steve Arterburn here. We're glad you're with us. Come join us, 1-800-229-3000.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And, you know, it is. Don't be surprised if everything you do, it's like turning to the dark side. I mean, these times bring out the worst in all of us. And I'm just going to ask you to dig deep and try to have some compassion and love and give everybody a break. And, you know, like a guy like me who has struggled with eating, you know, I mean, here I am you know, trying to get through this like everybody else. And when you've got extra time and stuff, it's the biggest temptation. It can really overwhelm you. So you're not alone. Reach out. Get some help. And there are a lot of resources that we have that I think could really be of benefit to you.
And now is the time to call the guys or women, depending upon if you're struggling with porn, in your groups, right?
Without
now
a
is
doubt.
The time
yeah.
to reach out, make that phone call. It takes just as much energy to click that computer button as it does to touch your phone. And the question is, what about you isn't touching your phone to call somebody? What about mm-hmm. you aren't dialing yeah. the numbers? Because that's, I mean, sobriety is not easy to get, and it's not easy to keep.
Yes.
And but you've got to have that support around you, especially at times
like
this.
And I just also want to say, get controls. Like, you know, I know the argument. You can get around them, but make it as difficult as humanly possible to access this stuff. You know, we talk about the three deadly A's: accessibility, affordability, and anonymity. So we can't control affordability, but we can get known. We don't have to be anonymous anymore by reaching out, but we also got to really control access here.
Right. Okay. I'm going to go to the phones. If you want to join us, it's 1-800-229-3000. We would love to talk to you. And don't forget, 5 o'clock Eastern time today, doing another Facebook Live. And if you've got kids, I'm reading Kirby McCook. That's on Facebook. A lot of things we're trying to do here to give you some additional help. So check out Facebook. But if you want to join us right now, we're on Facebook Live, and we're talking with Jane from Jeffersonville, Indiana. Hello, Jane. How are you today?
Oh, hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can, or I can. Yeah. What's going on?
I have a question. I am reading your book, Take Your Life Back, and then working the workbook also.
Yes.
It's been phenomenal. I just love it. But I have a question about, I have identified myself as the elder son in the prodigal son
You're a little bit judgmental and distant from somebody that's in trouble?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's in regards to toxic family relationships is what I'm calling about. I need help because I don't know how to protect myself from a toxic family member that will never apologize. And they're not a believer. I'm a believer, and I always let them back in my life, and they never apologize, and I try to do the right thing. I'm just not understanding how to do this. I'm really confused.
Yeah. All right. So, Jane, give us a specific situation where they did something and then they came back and did it again, or you wanted them to apologize. Just be specific and let us see if we can give you some help here.
Okay. All right. Like, my father died a couple years ago, and we had to take care of getting everything moved out of his apartment and all the affairs and with his wife. And I was left, she did what she wanted to do, and then I was left with the remainder of it. And she ended up getting the money and I didn't. She lied about it. I let it go. I didn't confront her because my husband said, don't confront her, let it go. But now something has come up again, which it's always been there. I have hurt. Yes, it hurts that she treats me like she does.
Okay,
but
a couple of things here, just right off the bat, Jane, it doesn't sound like that person is ever going to apologize, first of all.
Right.
Right?
They won't.
So waiting for that before you move on would be a problem. But here's what your husband said to do, was to let it go. Now, letting it go doesn't mean let her have all the money and then you hold on to all the bitterness. That would be the worst option. And that seems like that's
well,
the one that you took.
Her. Yeah, and I did confront her recently, and
okay.
It blew up. And she started screaming at me over the phone, and she hung up on me. And
well, let me just tell you, I think you, is she a believer also?
No, she's not.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, I'll save this for last. Let's hear what Sherry, and we'll start with you, Sherry, and then Chris. What do you think? I mean, just this. I mean, it's enough information. We hear this all the time. Somebody dies, money is involved, and everybody goes crazy.
Well, I guess, you know, the part that I'm most interested in this moment is you and how you have given up your choice, your voice, your power to her because she gets angry when she's caught or confronted. And what is that part of you that seems to roll over or become the speed bump? I imagine it's not probably just with her. It might be that somewhere back in time, you weren't heard. You were invisible. It wasn't significant what you said. Your words weren't valued or appreciated. That's the sense I get in light of growing up.
Yep, that's what I was trying to say.
I'm
the older son.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so you weren't seen, you weren't acknowledged, you weren't heard, and this drama lives on. And so, you know, what happens is it's fertile soil for bitterness, but we end up blaming the other person instead of owning what we do have, the ability to draw a line and say, no, this isn't okay. Mm-hmm. The ability to, when she's yelling at you, say to yourself, wow, she just got busted. She's mad.
Right.
This isn't my fault. It's really her conviction. Even though she's not a believer, people know what's right and wrong for the most part. Right? God even talks about that in Romans. He says people know, but they still do bad things. But for some reason, it makes you feel smaller rather than more in charge of you.
All right.
What's your thoughts, Chris?
Go ahead.
Yeah, Jane, just to piggyback on what Sherry has said, is that when we get in that kind of helpless position, we're always looking for a rescuer. And when the rescuer doesn't come or they don't rescue us in the way we expect, that's when that bitterness and that's when that frustration comes up. And then we do sit with, I think, the unsaid question, but it's a loud question of the older brother. His protest is, what about me? But I think what Sherry is saying is that we got to ask that about ourselves. If I've deferred myself to the outside world and everyone else, I got to ask myself that question first before I ask anyone else. What about me? What am I experiencing? What am I feeling? And what do I need to take a stand for? And critically important, what do I need to have boundaries around?
And here is the worst bind to be in, and I think this is where you are. You're victim. Mm-hmm. You're in the victim role. You want to be rescued, and the person that you're looking to rescue you is the person that hurt you. The person you're wanting things to be better because she apologizes, gives you your fair share of the money, things that I don't think this person has any capacity to do. And so I think it was, well, it's an interesting crossroads you came to when your husband said, let it go. And I think now that you let the money go, you really have to let the whole thing go because you can't redo that whole thing. I mean, you could say, I made a horrible decision and I'm asking you to honor it again, but it sounds like you've already done that. Mm-hmm. Sherry, final words. Her to give her some hope. And
yeah.
I'm so glad that, look at her. She called because she says, I'm the elder brother.
Yeah.
Most elder brothers don't ever see themselves as the
exactly.
elder brother.
Exactly. They live in a lot of denial. Yeah.
That's powerful.
So what I don't want you to let go is yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to start practicing using your voice. When that feeling inside of you, that uh-oh feeling gets triggered, like, I'm feeling pushed by somebody. Just yesterday, I was in the store, and I had to buy something, which it's so stressful right now with all that's going on. And so I went out, and it was some masking tape at a hardware store that wasn't marked. And the guy, there are four people behind me, and the guy at the register goes, "Will you want to run back and get it?" Now, I could have done that, but there was more workers in the store than there were people, right? Mm-hmm. So I said, right. Could you please call somebody and just ask him how much this is? Because there's four people behind me. He looks at me and he goes, well, it would have been easier if you would have just run back. Now, I could have taken that, become the speed bump, but because I've learned I used to be insignificant, I grew up with mental illness in my home, I wasn't seen like you, and so me pushing back in that moment said, sir, it's really stressful right now in this world, there's a lot going on, would you please make the phone call for me? You know what he did? He made the phone call. Now, in my heart, what I did is I just, in my mind, took my hand on my back and I said, go me. You know why? Because that's not confronting your sister, but it's having a voice and standing up for something, making a request. Because you matter.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly
Sherry,
right.
Sherry, if you're going to go out there and talk to people, you really need to do full disclosure. I think you have to say, sir, I'm Dr. Keffer. You might want to rethink what you just said there because I'm not going to lose here.
Okay. Well, I do accommodate, but it was one of those moments that I thought, no, you know, I'm worth something, right?
Yes.
And it's a little thing, but it's not a little thing when you've been someone like me that didn't have a voice that had to learn to find it.
You know, it's to land it here. We have to discover the value of ourselves. That's the only way we can have consistent and healthy boundaries, because that's the purpose of a boundary, is to protect that which is valuable. So cultivating the value that God has given us and owning it with both humility and confidence is one of the best things that we can do for our relationships with other people.
Yeah.
So whatever it is... within Jane. Hi. And Jane, we just, again, we applaud you for saying, hey, I'm the elder brother. It's not easy what is required right now. And requiring is letting go, surrendering, and just seeing this person as unable to do anything that you want them to do. And I'm going to do something. I'm going to send you, this might sound weird, I'm going to send you this grief workbook in the Life Recovery Bible.
Yeah,
but
that's
I think
good.
You need to grieve from way back in childhood when this whole horror, this entire mess started. And I hope and pray that you'll have some healing here. We want you to have that. So let me send you the grief workbook and the Life Recovery Bible that goes with it. Now, anybody else, if you have got some time on your hands, wouldn't it be great to sit down with this Life Recovery Bible? You can order this at newlife.com and go through the steps of grieving. And you end up, at the end of this crisis, a person that has freedom that you didn't know you could have. What a great thing that would be. Well, we're going to take a break. We'll come right back. Again, I want to remind you that I Still Believe movie, you're going to be able to see it on Friday the 27th on Apple TV, Amazon Prime, YouTube, Google Play, Christian Cinema, a lot of those platforms. It really is a great way to spend some time with your family. We'll be back right after this.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here with Chris Williams and Dr. Sherry Keffer. Your phone call is 1-800-229-3000. Mentioned it before. Every man's battle is going to be May the 1st, and I want you to come and join this in a new format. Never has it been more affordable or easier to go to. And we know this, about 75% of the guys that have come, the thousands that have come, the first phone call was made by the woman, the wife, or the girlfriend. And so if you know a guy's in trouble, you call and get the info, and then you can say to him, it's never, ever going to be easier or more affordable than right now. That's what we hope you'll do. All right, let's go to Caroline, San Jose, California, and she listens on the internet. Glad that she does. How are you doing, Caroline?
Hi, I'm okay. Thank you so much for what you
sure.
do. This is so complicated, but to make it really short, I actually went into my church. At the time, I was really feeling very suicidal, and I didn't have an appointment, whatever. They had a pastor talk to me. We ended up talking for like 2 hours, and anyhow, we ended up having an affair, but I did not
know
my
goodness.
He was married.
That
yeah.
day when you went in? Oh, my goodness.
No.
Okay.
When I left that day, he gave me his number. And, you know, he texted me later on that day.
Oh, boy.
And, you know, thanked me for coming in and blah, blah, blah. I did not tell him in his defense that I was suicidal at the time. So,
by the way, there's no defense whatsoever, a married pastor having an affair. But go ahead. Okay, so what happened and how can we help you today?
So all along, he told me that, you know, he was very busy because of his sons and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I was a single mom for a long time, so I totally understood it. He had teenage boys. Well, then, like 6 months into it, he tells me that he got a cancer diagnosis, and he was dying of cancer. So I've never met his boys, obviously, but all along I fell for all these crazy these crazy lies that he's told me, and he called me in January of this year and told me that he had 3 months to live, but recently he just texted me and told me to be careful with the coronavirus, so I don't think he's really dying.
Okay, so what is your question for us, and I'm so sorry, at your most vulnerable point? A really sick person got involved. What's the question for us?
So the question is, I don't know how to process this now, because I don't think that he really truly is dying, and I've just, you know,
he's a married man.
Torn between the compassion, and, you know, for him dying, thinking that he had a cancer diagnosis, and taking care of his sons. So I was so compassionate, and now I'm feeling really angry, and I almost feel like I should go in and talk to the head pastor, and that is my question. What at this point, what do I do?
Okay. Let me ask you this.
Go talk to his wife? I don't know.
Let me ask you this. How did you get disconnected from other women? Was your mom abusive or not there for you when you were younger? Tell me about that relationship there.
That's an interesting question. No, I was not disconnected. My dad died when I was very young, very suddenly, a heart attack. And my mom raised seven kids by herself.
How did you get disconnected from? How did you get disconnected from women?
I don't know that I did.
Well, if you were connected to women, if you were connected to women, you would have walked out of that pastor's session, and you'd been on the phone saying, "Hey, this is weird, Helen or Betty or Cynthia. I just met with the pastor. He gave me his number." Or when you talked with him again, I mean, you would have opened up to one of your great close female friends, and they would have said, "Run, get away from this guy." That's one thing I'm thinking about. The other thing is, you're wondering whether or not to tell the senior pastor. How many other, you got to think about other women in this world. You have a responsibility to keep him from being a predator as a pastor on other women who may not be as strong as you, and literally, when they find out he's married, might take their life. Those are some things that I'm thinking about. Chris, Sherry, you guys chime in here, but yes, you have to go to the senior pastor, and you have to tell that pastor what's going on with one of his staff. Guys, what are you thinking?
Yeah, I would say the first thing is this, Caroline, is I want you to be able to get safe and professional support for yourself. I think you need to be in with a really, really competent, strong therapist who is trauma competent, and I would highly recommend that that therapist be a female. The other aspect of this is I do think that you need to disclose this to the church leadership, but I also think that you need protection and support to be able to do that because you don't know how they're going to respond. But this guy is a fundamentally dangerous person. His behavior that you described is purely predatorial, and he's in a position of power or influence, which makes him doubly dangerous here. And so this does need to be stopped as much as possible. But, you know, and I'm glad you called because we have Sherry here who's like, it's in my world, is the ultimate expert on all of this. And so we'll come back to you right after the break.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life Live stay in the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you a set of 4 devotionals, 100 Days of Character, Peace, Prayer, and the newly released 100 Days of Healing. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops.
I did go to Take Your Life Back. That's been immensely helpful to me. That's why I continue to support the ministry with the hope that not only am I helping my own situation, that I'm helping others as well.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. I'm so grateful that Caroline has called us. And, you know, Caroline, Chris and I, we talked about, you know, trying to protect other people and stuff and get this guy to stop preying on others. But now we want to shift to you. I mean, this is just horrible that you sought some help and look what you got into. I'm so sorry. But Sherry can help you with that. And Sherry, help Caroline, because man, this is just the worst.
Hey, Caroline, I love your honesty, girl, and I just want to say you got duped.
Yeah,
you got duped. He, you know, the level of deception, the level of lies, even going to the point of making up possibly, very possibly, an illness that is a very serious illness. You know what he's doing? He's playing on your compassion.
Yeah,
and I think that's the part of you that I am. I love that part of you, but if it is not guarded, if compassion isn't wise, you become the ones that they seek. They seek that as a vulnerability because you're going to discount him. You already did it with us. In his defense, right? You still feel bad for him, and what I want to do with you in light of understanding that he probably has a number of other women. I talk mm-hmm. about them as silos. These other women that he has that he's seeing just like you, but he makes you feel like you're the one. I want to wake you up to what's underneath this because the guys have said it very well. He's unsafe. I have a chapter in my book, Intimate Deception. It's called Gaslighting, Deception, and Blame. Oh, my. And in there, I have 8 steps to how you can take yourself back and the truth of what's happened to you. You've got to own your story. You've got to go to that pastor. And if you are afraid you're going to hurt him, you know, if you go to compassion only without wisdom and truth, you might not do that. You might go, oh, I really can't. I want you to lock arms if you need to take another female with you to go.
Oh, that would be the, I'd recommend that.
I'd highly recommend it.
Have
to tell
a witness.
So that that pastor, that senior pastor, I mean, who knows? He might be struggling too, right? And so there might be pushback. But you stand strong. You tell your story. You let them know. Yes, I would let his wife know. If you know and have contact with her. You know how many wives come in my office saying, I had this woman call me, and she told me that she was had been with my husband. It is the worst moment in their life, but it's that honesty and truth that they need to stop that whole deceptive, harmful acting out that's happening on you and others. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it totally makes sense. Can I? But this is where I get lost is because I am very compassionate.
I know.
I volunteered for hospice and everything.
I know.
And this is where I get in the spider's web, if you will, because I'm like, well, what if it is really real? I don't know. I mean, he gave me a great story about being in the military and, you know.
Right, but guess what? You don't need to figure out what's real because the fact is he's lying. He's lying to the church. He's lying to his wife. He's lying to his boys. Let me tell you the most compassionate thing you could do, and Jesus is the heart of compassion. You know what Jesus does? Jesus calls us to do the right thing, which is save him, tell the truth, and let the consequences, which God says, hey, all discipline for the moment is not joyful but sorrowful, yet to those who've been trained by it, yields the peaceful fruits of righteousness. The most compassionate thing you can do is save him by not keeping a secret.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Carolyn, I'm not saying this to be mean. I'm saying this to try to get you to shift your thinking. You're not entitled to know whether whatever he's going through is real or not. He's not your husband.
I understand that.
So what you want to do is say, okay, God, I'm the victim here, and I'm not going to stay that way. I'm going to surrender this to you, and listen to this prayer, and I'm going to believe these people when they say that I didn't realize how much power a pastor and that position and that man coming in with all this compassion and care, how much manipulative power that had over me in my vulnerable state. And I did what 95% of all women would have done. And I'm going to forgive myself. I'll ask you for forgiveness. And now I'm going to turn this around, do the right thing. And I'm going to be compassionate toward myself. And I'm going to have compassion toward his wife. I'm going to let her know. And I'm going to be compassionate toward the other women in that church. And I'm going to get a friend to go with me. And we're going to talk to that senior pastor. That's what... You will not regret doing that. And I'll send you Sherry's book, Intimate Deception. I think it's going to be a big eye-opener for you.
And I was wanting to say one more thing, Caroline. I was the wife. I was married to a pastor, and I would have loved to have you come forward and tell me the truth, to be honest. Because I ended I ended up contracting an STD. And there was a lot of sexually acting out affairs and prostitutes and a bunch of stuff that was going on that as the wife I never knew. So you calling today warms my heart because you're doing the right thing. You're coming forward.
Yeah. All right, Caroline, I'm glad you... Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, Steve, that I did tell, I mean, I have sisters that I'm really close to, and I don't think it's a female thing for me, because now that I think about it, one of my sisters was like, dump him, you know, just, but she didn't, no one knew he was married, but I kept saying, oh, he's got cancer. I can't do that, you know.
Yeah.
Dumb.
Not dumb. No, not dumb. He seduced you with deception.
Mm-hmm.
That's not dumb.
Yeah.
When somebody dupes you, lies to you, please let yourself off the hook for that.
Okay, yep. Now, intimate deception's coming your way. Don't forget, just like everybody else, we've got these videos at newlife.com, and there are all of those great videos from Club New Life, but you can access them, and there's some really great healing things there in addition to all the other stuff that we do at newlife.com. Just go there and access all of those videos. I'm going to go to another caller here. We took a lot of time there. I've been rushing people during this week, but... man, I'm so glad that we got to talk with her. Michael from Washington, D.C., WAVA. Great station there. How can we help you, buddy?
Good afternoon. How are you today?
Doing okay. What's going on?
All right. I've been struggling with pornography for over 35 years. I was probably 12. Started watching porn and in secret, you know, I just got addicted to it. I'm married. I got married 7 years ago. I've been with her for 10 years. Since my marriage, I've definitely remained faithful to my marriage, but I'm still struggling with porn. However, she knows about me watching porn.
Mm-hmm.
She feels that it's okay because I'm not cheating on her with another person. Mm-hmm. But I'm telling her that it's not good because I don't desire you sexually like the way I should. Sometimes
right.
I want to be with you. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I just get in the irritated mood because you're not the character that I want you to be.
Mm.
And, I've been trying to tell her that, but again, she looks at it like, you know, well, you're not cheating on me, you know, that's fine. But I want to work on me now. I need some help. And before it gets worse.
Okay,
you
good.
Know,
I'm really thrilled about this phone call here. Yeah. So, what have you tried to do before?
I talked to my pastor, and, you know, I'm going to be honest with what he said to me. He was like, I'm just taking one day at a time. I'm like, are you serious?
Taking
one day at a time. Dude,
you've been doing
help,
that.
Man. Yeah, I need some help. And I've been, you know, listening to other, you know, doctors, you know, ministers, you know, that, you know, they're saying things like it's some type of dopamine that you have in your brain that causes addiction. Porn is a drug addiction. It's just a different type of addiction. And, you know, and I'm like, okay, I didn't know that, but I'm seeing that now because it's like, you know, I'm crazy for it sometimes. And sometimes, sir, I hate it. I can't stand watching it.
So why are you calling us today? What's the purpose of your call today?
I've been listening to you guys for a few years now, and when I hear guys, you know, when they call about the situation, you give them good, you know, you give them good tips. It's time for the pastor, you know, and this is my, and I'm crying out to you guys, and I need some type of help. What help? How can I get help? To stop this, you know, and to be honest with you, I love the Lord Jesus with all my heart. And each
and a lot of people
morning,
do.
I cry to Him and I say to Him, you know, help me to not do this today. But at the same time, I do fall short, and I just hate myself for it. You know, and I really let myself go.
Today, He's going to help you.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad that you've called us today. And Michael's on the phone. It sounds like he's ready to do some business. I'm going to have you talk with Sherry right now. Sherry, what are you thinking is the best thing for Michael to do?
So, hey, Michael, I love your heart and your honesty. I was I love the rawness of being at this bottom place where you where you're just kind of like, I hate this. It made me think of the verse in Luke 15:16 that said the young man became so hungry that even the pods he was feeding from the pigs looked good to him, so he ate them, right? Because no one gave him anything. And it's that underlying need for love, for belonging, to have, you know, the porn. It's like when it's looking at you, it's saying, I need you, I want you, right? And that's so much of a hole that's in many of the hearts of men, is they've not really been seen, heard, loved authentically by other guys, by other people. And so they go to this counterfeit, which, of course, Satan uses to get you all spindled up in it, and the brain likes it. But I think you are primed to come to our Every Man's Battle conference, which we're going to be doing virtually here, and because your heart is so open. And the other thing that I want to speak to you about, does your wife look at the type of porn you're watching? Does she sit down with you, look at it, and consent to you going to the types of porn you've looked at?
I'm glad you asked that question. No, she doesn't. But however, I learned more things about, you know, my wife as years go by. We've been married for 7 years. My wife, every now and then, she peeks at porn, but she doesn't like engage in it and stuff. But
she might be curious. But if she knew how dark it was, she's in denial. That's just all I wanted to say. I'm going to let Chris chat with you. But your wife is in denial. And when her eyes are closed like this, she cannot fight for you like God wants her to fight for you. God doesn't want you in this. And he wants to raise her up so that she will open her eyes and go, no, honey, this isn't good for you and it's not good for us. So that's why she isn't saying anything, is because she's in the dark. And so I've been where she is, and I'm fighting for your heart, and I love that you want to come and get clean. Chris?
Yeah, Michael, I just want to say this. I'm hopefully saying this as much from a fellow struggler in this issue, in this painful, painful addiction. Good intentions and information will not transform you. And so I want to make sure that that's crystal clear. There's not a magic bullet that you're going to understand how the brain works because you get a dopamine hit and you're deficient of that, or your cortisol levels are too high, that's going to get you to stop doing this. It's going to have to take action. So,
and you said you've listened for years. Why have you never thought, I ought to go to that Every Man's Battle thing? What has prevented you from doing, what do you tell yourself that caused you not to go?
I was too ashamed. And I was embarrassed to call. Right now, I'm at the point of my life. I'm a straightforward, black and white, pellet type person.
There you go.
Let's do it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just tired of being tired.
So good. So yeah. Michael, inside of you, there is a strength in your core. You know that this isn't you. You know that this isn't right. And the shame buries that. And today you fought through that shame.
Sure did.
Great, great job. And now you're going to fight, and you're going to sign up for Every Man's Battle. You're going to immediately get into the literature, and you're going to surround yourself with other fellow strugglers who have gone down the road of recovery further to help guide you in this. And you're going to put a full court press on this addiction. Anything less will not work.
Yeah, the thing that we've told people before, all of the desire to get better without the willingness to take action is meaningless. And I'm hoping, and it's what I'm hearing with him, he's gone from wanting things to be better to willing to do what it takes. I just can't encourage you more to call us and look into the new Every Man's Battle weekend. Also, this brand new revised edition of the book after 20 years with all the new information can really help you want to have this purity, this new place of strength and wholeness. And then you're going to have a relationship that you can pull back together that you've never had before with your wife. Let's talk to Larry. Larry, really excited about some of the things that the virus has actually caused us to look at. I think it's going to open a lot of doors, but we need help. I mean, I don't think it should be a shock to anybody that a ministry like ours that kind of goes from donation to donation, we need some people to step up here.
Yes, we do. And I just, you know, one of the things I'm excited about, Steve, is the workshop being virtual. I'm not a virtual guy, and it's pained me to think we can't do this face-to-face, but we've got a great plan. Great same speaker, got the same guys doing the breakout groups, and it's going to be powerful and effective. It's going to be a one-day event, Saturday, April 18th, and so I want guys to sign up for that. But donation-wise, it's really slowed down, folks. And those of you that are giving, thank you, and God bless you. But we need more of you. We need sign-ups for Club New Life. And the benefits for Club New Life are fabulous. Right now, the video library is available to anybody. But there will come a time where that gets taken away and only again for Club New Life people. But we want everybody to see that right now. So go check it out. Check it out and then decide, hey, this is worth joining Club New Life.
The thank you gift is the transformation kit, and it includes Life Recovery Bible, a Life Recovery workbook, a recovery journal that it's a guided journal, four seasons of recovery, and then we've got four additional workbooks that you would benefit from or you could give somebody to go through: eating disorder, sexual integrity, divorce, and this universally so needed one on grief. That's our way of saying thank you for joining Club New Life.
And Steve, I just want to encourage people, especially at this time. I know there's a lot of fear and anxiety running around because of the unknown and the uncertainty. Give us a call. We have resources. We have free resources. We want to help you. And it's not a scheme to get you on a list. It's just a desire to help you. If you see what this ministry does, this radio program does, the resources we have, they're all life-giving, and they're all life-transformational. But you've got to take the step, make the call, go to the group, call up. We have telecounseling. Mm-hmm. You know, call us and find out which counselors will counsel you over the telephone.
And let me be real honest real quickly. I think most of us, because of the fear of this, are holding our pockets tightly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so don't think you have to send in a large donation. $5 and a stamp, $10 and a stamp is what we need to help us, because everybody's pulled back, right?
Yep.
So it
yeah.
puts us in a problem. Yep. So if you can give us a donation of any size, we'd
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
A donor called.
Thank you, Sharon.
Donor texted me yesterday, said, I wrote a check, and then my, she's a business owner, she said, my orders got canceled. I'm sending the check anyway.
Mm,
and I thought, there's a step of faith.
Yeah, absolutely.
That really is. Okay, so you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You could go to the website, newlife.com. Also, tell some people, view this on Facebook Live. We'll be here same time tomorrow. We're going to do live shows all day. I'll do a live show with you tomorrow, and I'll be on Facebook and on this program. And then Facebook Live, 5 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Pacific. We'll be doing a special broadcast. Kirby McCook's on Facebook. Look at what New Life's doing to try to
Thanks
reach
for
out.
Listening.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.